This is Cole Walsh Davis from Cool Life, and you are listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.
Today on the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus, we are going to sit down with Cole Walsh Davis of the band Cool Life and meet Cole and find out all about the band. This band is a great rock band, right up my alley. You guys are going to freaking love it, so stick around. You're listening to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus, changing podcast history, one podcast at a time. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. My name is Lou Lombardi, and today we have Cool Life member Cole Walsh Davis. We're going to meet Cole here in a minute, but first let's do a little business here. You are listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Please check that often for more great artists like Cool Life and all the cool bands we've had on here. When you hear bands that you like, please share. You guys all have social media accounts. I know you do. So just share it around. This is how we get the world to find out about awesome music, like the music you're not hearing on corporate media. So this is where it's at. It's on podcasts like the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. Do your part to share it around. Also, if you want to, you know, participate on a little deeper basis, we have merchandise there, t-shirts and whatnot. So please help yourself. Get yourself something. It means a lot to us to get a little bit of scratch coming in to offset some costs. If you would like access to exclusive music and exclusive video, some exclusive behind-the-scenes stuff, you'd like to get in on the podcast planning process, get your opinions, put your opinions out there as to what you want us to talk about on our shows, you can go to loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. That is loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. There's all kind of goodies there, exclusive CDs, all kind of cool stuff that you get totally for free, and you can do that at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. As I was saying, the band Cool Life is a really good rock and roll band, very current, very now sounding, but with that rock and roll, rock sound, bass background influence, as you're going to hear in a little bit. And we have Cole Walsh Davis. Cole, welcome to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hey, thank you so much, Lou. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to get to chat with you a little bit about all this. It's awesome.
So first of all, where are you calling in from, Cole?
Well, I am calling from Louisville, Kentucky, is where I live, but the band is based in Cincinnati, and I just happened to move down here a few years ago with my wife, because she's from here, but the Cincinnati scene is the heart of the band, and everybody in the band has been playing in that scene for a super long time. Cincinnati's got an awesome, awesome rock scene, live music scene in general, you know, thriving when a lot of places in the country, it's been on sort of a steadily declining, unfortunately. That's been sort of just, you know, the state. It's hard to get people to go see live music, but Cincinnati, we've been keeping it going up there, man. It's been a real pleasure to play music there with all, you know, really tight knit community of people for the last, I've been playing there for 13, 14 years now. So it's a great place to play.
So what do you do in Cool Life?
Well, I play guitar in the band, but it's also kind of my brainchild. It's something that it's been a long standing side project of mine that not that we've released anything before, but it's just been, I've been working on this project for a long time, started in 2014. So this album has been over 4 years in the making, actually, the album we're about to put out. So it's been a long time, but it's just something that started with me kind of having a bunch of riffs and stuff left over from other projects, main bands and stuff. And eventually I was just like, you know, I need to put this stuff together into something. I like to listen to it. So I might as well do something that, you know, even if nothing else, I'm going to like the output of it.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah. And then I got just some other friends from the scene, people that I've been in bands with before, or just close friends from the scene that I hadn't gotten an opportunity to play with before. And kind of just put the lineup fell into place real, real quickly. And we been able to kind of work on it together ever since the, you know, initial genesis, where I wrote a lot of the music for the whole project there.
What is let's talk a little bit about you, Cole. Let's get to know you a little bit. Where,
sure.
when did you and how did you get bit by the music bug. Like when you know, because like, and anybody out there that's listening who is a musician, you guys know what I mean. Like the musician, being a musician isn't like something to go like, oh, I'd like to do that. It's like, it sucks you in and then like, you just can't get away from it. So
how did that start for you?
There's
no getting out alive. No, absolutely. Well, for me, you know, I always loved, my parents love music. My dad plays conga and bongos just like sort of for, you know, for always for fun. So we had those around the house. We had some old drums and things when I was growing up. But it was probably when I was around 9 or 10, I think, is when I got my first guitar. And that was at the time of, so we're talking probably about 1994, 1995. And
grunge.
There were some young, you know, things like Green Day and Silverchair and those kind of bands at the time were like some younger guys. Like I thought, you know, all right, this is something I can do. And I remember distinctly going and getting a pawn shop guitar and amp, you know, little dinky things and taking them home. And I just expected to be able to play right away. Like, I don't
know
if everybody had this experience, but for me, you know, I plugged that thing in, I played all the strings open and expected it to sound amazing. And I was, and I got so frustrated. I remember on that first day that I, you know, I wanted to, you know, throw the thing away. Like, I, you know, I was like, this is supposed to sound amazing. And what do you mean I have to practice and, you know, learn how to do this thing? So it was just in hindsight, it's so funny. But I remember being seriously frustrated. And I ended up taking lessons for a couple months. But, you know, the teacher was, all he was doing was, you know, I learned the very, very basics. But the guy wasn't teaching me anything else. He just kept transcribing songs for me, like tablature. Hmm. And that's all I had. You know, and so I would try to figure it out. And then, you know, I couldn't progress and just sort of a bad experience at the beginning. So I put the guitar back down for another year and a half.
Yeah.
And then I think right around 12 was when I was like, all right, you know, I got some time here. I need to, I'm just wasting time not learning how to play this thing. I own it. It's right here. I want to play it.
Okay.
And then, you know, as soon as I really put my mind to it, I taught myself everything. And, you know, I have, God, I don't know. I've been playing one instrument or another, doing one project or another probably ever since age 15. So a good 18, 20 years now, I've been just doing something. I've always had a band or a project I was working on nonstop the whole time. So it hasn't let me go yet.
who were, when you first started, who were some of the guitar players that inspired you?
Man, well, it was, you know, that 90s alternative rock was kind of the thing that was big at the time. But what really, so it was sort of a mix between that and what I really first started listening to, which was more 80s metal kind of stuff, like Metallica and Megadeth, you know, Anthrax, that kind of stuff. So that was the stuff that I first grew up listening to, but there's kind of a steep learning curve to trying to play like Kirk Hammett or something when you're first learning to play. So of course that was my dream, was of that. And I've still never made it to any kind of shredder type status. So I kind of eventually plateaued and had to just settle for like, I can write some cool melodic leads and put some songs together, you know, but that was sort of the thing. So it was a combination of that. And then, just the stuff that was big at the time to listen to. Like I liked, I really liked White Zombie a lot at the time, like stuff, whatever was sort of kind of riding that middle ground.
Yeah.
Between alternative and metal. So eventually, you know, when I really started getting back into it and playing a lot, I ended up picking up a 7-string. I would try to play Korn songs all the time, 'cause that was something super kind of different from a guitar standpoint at the time. They were really the first people doing the low tune and the 7-string stuff. So I spent a while trying to sound like those guys for a minute, but it was just sort of, I kind of liked everything. I remember just every single dollar that I got from working out. You know, I got a job when I was 14 and I did nothing but buy CDs with that, with that money. So anything rock or metal that, or anywhere in between that came out, you know, for years and years, I was at Best Buy every single week, finding, looking at the new releases and buying them all. And I mean, or Target, same kind of thing. I think I remember getting the first Queens of the Stone Age CD for, you know, it was like the new release thing for $7 or something, you know, because it was an unknown artist at Target or something. So, you know, I was really kind of just tried to be as open with, you know, with the whole gamut of genres as I could, and just try to, you know, let it all kind of influence me as much as I could.
You
to
said
take it, because
you were telling us that Cool Life has been sort of a like a passion project of yours for a few years now.
Yes,
and is it a bit of a departure for you? Because I know that there's a lot of there's a lot of music out there. I mean, tons of music. I mean, there's more music, in my opinion, now than there's ever been, and like a lot of really good stuff. Depending on, I mean, it's you know, it's the world's your oyster if you love music. It was tons of stuff.
Absolutely. So,
but have you bumped up against any sort of resistance being rock? Because, like, I mean, I interview so many artists that are, you know, from the publicist that you work with and many others, and you guys, and just like a handful, I could probably count on one hand. I've been doing this for going on 6 years now. I could probably count on one hand the amount of rock, actual rock artists these people have actually, you know, had me interview. You know what I mean? Almost, you know, everybody's like techno, you know, adult, contemporary, you know, like acoustic, you know, a lot of country, you know, Christian, anything. Like rock is like, get away, rock, you know. What do you feel about this sort of like rock environment in 2018, almost 2019?
It's definitely tough. You know, it's moving away from that. I mean, we're out of the era where you can aspire to be a rich and famous rock star. It's just not a thing anymore. Yeah. So if you're going to get to, so that whole, you know, ideal has shifted to be, you have to do that same thing in different genres, right? So like EDM artists are way more likely to become super rich and famous as an icon than anybody in any kind of rock band. It just has shifted that way for sure. So it's definitely more difficult, to achieve that kind of, you know, widespread success. But for me, there's nothing really else that I would do, like as far as being in a band. And I mean, and like our song Waves has a little bit of like electronic stuff on there, and there's a couple little sprinklings of that on this album, but for the most part, this is just a rock album. And it's one of those things that's just, this is the only kind of music that I would ever want to perform live, and that's so, and this is the only kind of music that I would want to really make. I mean, I'd like to experiment with sounds and stuff, and because I recorded most of this album myself in my basement, but it's, you know, it's one of those things where this is the kind of music that has my heart as far as like what really, really makes me passionate about it. So there wasn't really a question about that for me as far as like what was going to come out when I just decided, all right, I'm just going to write an album that's just exactly what I want to hear and what I want to play, and not have that be influenced by anybody else. This was, you know, this was just what it was going to be. So it's definitely a tough thing for people, and it breaks my heart a little bit, because, you know, what made me want to do this in the first place was that there were so many possibilities, and rock was such a big thing when I was a kid. And it was just like, okay, this is the kind of thing I want to play. And it's, the opportunity is there. If you can make really good rock music, and that's what people want to hear, and people are going to come see it. And that's what, you know, what the industry is. But it's, as that's changed, you know, you got to sort of have to just make peace with whatever it's just what the culture is now. So it's, at this point, this album for me is the kind of thing where I don't really care. Like, I want everybody to like it, but I also really don't care.
Okay.
like about the, what, how far it goes, or if this person likes it or doesn't like it. Like for me, you know, and for everybody else in the band, we've all been in this industry for a long time. You know, some of us professionally at times, some of us just, you know, in our spare time as we've had time over the years.
Right.
But this is the kind of thing where none of us are like, okay, who's going to sign us? Where are we going to get to tour to? Who's going to write us this check or that check?
Right.
There's no delusions of grandeur anymore about this. So everybody involved in this project, we're doing it for ourselves, and we're doing it for our friends, our community, other people that we know. And if everybody else likes it, that's awesome, and I'm super happy that we're getting to expand our reach a little bit and get to, you know, do things like this podcast. But really, I think part of what made it successful and made the album, in my opinion, really good, is that we weren't, there were none of those trappings and those stresses were on us when we were making it. Yeah, you know, it was kind of just like, this is the thing that we want to do. And the people that appreciate it still will hopefully appreciate it.
Who's in the band? And yeah, just give us a kind of an overview of the band. Who's in the band?
Okay. It's me, Chris Harrison, Sam Duff, Kamal Haresh, and Alex Noth. And these are all people that have been in the Cincinnati scene for a long time. Alex and I have known each other for about 14 years. Four of the five of us in the band went to college together at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. That's where we met. And Alex and I had a band called Look Afraid in college. Sam, our bass player in Cool Life, was in that band too. Both of the other guys had bands in the area that we played with all the time. So we've been gigging, you know, not necessarily in the same grouping, but all together for a long time, you know, over a decade. And, you know, they're just people that I like hanging out with. I know that we all mesh well, you know, performance wise and being able to actually play songs together. So they were the people that I just had to go right to. Alex is probably the best known person in the band as far as a wide thing, because he left our college band to join Foxy Shazam, who were, you know, they've been out of the scene for a while. They broke up a few years ago, but they were signed to Warner and then to Capitol. They had a few big songs. They still, their song Unstoppable still plays when the Cincinnati Reds win a
Go.
Game.
Go.
They play that.
Go.
So they've got a lot of hometown love. So he is probably the most well-known person in the band, but you know, we've all done a lot of projects over the years. I was in a band called Cadaver Dogs that got to tour a lot for some years before I kind of settled down and had kids and everything. And it's all been love with these
guys
for a long time.
Who is Eric? Who's Eric Nally, and why should we care?
Well, Eric Nally was the singer of Foxy Shazam. He's a really, really charismatic performer and a really interesting, eccentric guy. It helped us out with what was the first single from our album called Waves. He and Alex would always be singing together in Foxy as part of that was one of their really good, you know, features was the two of them singing and harmonizing and stuff. So we were able to get him on a song on here on our album. And it was a really cool kind of reuniting of the two of them, because they hadn't appeared on anything for a few years since Foxy Shazam broke up. He's probably best known for being on a couple of big Macklemore songs. He sang the chorus of Downtown by Macklemore and another song called Ain't Gonna Die Tonight, I believe. Those were the things that have kind of like made him into an international star, because he's actually been touring with Macklemore for the last, 3 years since Downtown came out. I mean, he's been touring internationally, playing the biggest festivals in the world with him. So they've been he's gotten to be a lot more of a household name worldwide than he was.
Who handles lead vocals when you're not working with Eric?
In Cool Life, Alex is our lead singer.
Okay.
We've gotten there's a lot of cool guests on the album. I sing a lot of the backup on there, but we've had a lot of the opportunity to include a lot of our friends from the Cincinnati scene in the album prominently, and you know, just kind of layered in there too. But it was the kind of thing when we were making this album, we did all the we tracked drums at a studio, a really nice studio that our friend Mark Linehart owns, called One Louder in Cincinnati. And then we did all of the guitar and bass at my house here in Louisville. And then we did all the vocals at Alex's house in Cincinnati. So we were able to have friends over and, you know, people would come and party with us and then, you know, lay some stuff down. And the timeline of the album being so long, we were able to get a lot of cool stuff in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the cool thing about today's democratization, if you will, of the scene,
right,
is that you can do stuff like that. And people don't realize how that is enriching a lot of music that they're listening to.
Absolutely.
The first single was Waves, and that's a great,
yes,
and that features Eric, but you guys are right now, you have Repeater out, and there's a cool lyric,
yes,
video to it. So we're going to jam out to Repeater, and then we're going to come back and kind of wrap things up here. But let's check it out, guys. This is the band Cool Life. You definitely want to crank this one up. Repeater by Cool Life on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Stolen life from a driving thriller. You know he's gonna get up. Better check your man. The boogeyman ain't dead. You know he's gonna get you.
Okay, that is a kick-ass tune. Horns in the, like, wow, like funky, like grooving. It really doesn't sound like anything. You know what I mean? It's out there in a big way. You know, yeah, it's really cool. And
happy to hear that reaction. That's great.
Yeah, so I think you guys have really landed on something very badass. Here,
Thank you, man.
Could just get it to the right audience, because there's people that love rock. I mean, that's the success of Rival Sons and Greta Van Fleet and bands like that. That audience
Absolutely.
Is there. You just got to go find them.
Yeah.
So, what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for you and Cool Life?
Well, that's a really good question. Where this thing about this project is, well, it's been a long lead up to getting this album out, and we've certainly taken our time getting it all together, which is partially just because we wanted to, and partially because you know, some of us live in different cities, and it's all kind of, you know, starting families. Actually, four. When we started writing this album, none of us had any kids, and now there are four kids. Like, I have two kids. Chris has a kid. Alex has a kid. So we all have little kids running around now. So that all that stuff has contributed to the length of the lead up. But the actual project itself, now that we are going to put that out, the album will be out on vinyl and everything before the end of the year, and we really kind of planned this all out to be a kind of just make as big of an impact as we can, and then kind of, you know, disappear into the shadows again, to be honest. Like, what the goal is to just make everything we put out here for the next, you know, I would say, gosh, probably won't hear a ton more out of this, at least this album, after, you know, after about 6 months from now, to be honest, because we just really wanted to make this as cool of a moment as we could and put out, you know, all of the visuals. We wanted to be really, really cool and interesting, and the album itself to be awesome. And what we're doing, the date's not set in stone yet, but we're going to be putting this out, the album release and the first show that the band plays are going to be the same thing, and that's hopefully going to be in December. So we want to just kind of make it as big of a deal as it can be right now, make everything as kind of over the top as we can, and then just kind of let people sit with that, probably go out with another video after that early next year, and then just kind of let people sort of digest what they saw. And then that also takes a lot of pressure off us too, because we're not trying to tour. None of us can do that, you know, with what our lives are now. But, you know, by not trying to take that and make that a part of this, or like I was saying earlier, the stresses of like, what are we going to have to do to get signed, to keep this going and work on the next album cycle and all that, we kind of wanted to strip away as much of that as we could. So it's really kind of been sort of freeing in the making of this album to just know that this is, we're kind of just trying to, you know, make our footprint as deep as it can be when we first put it out here, and then just kind of leave people wanting more if we can.
So wait a minute. So are you going to continue to make music?
Oh yeah. Well, we're gonna, you know, this is the kind of,
because I mean, this is so good. Like, I'm like getting a little depressed. Like, they're gonna play this record and then we're gonna like forget it. Music. Like, what's going on?
No. It's just the kind of thing where we want this to be. It's kind of always going to be on our terms, and we all have other active bands.
Okay.
So there's always going to be stuff from us coming out, and none of us are taking any kind of breaks from music after this, but it's definitely the kind of thing where we want to make this as special as it can be. And then when we get to do that again, we're not putting any kind of, you know, exact timeline on that or any sort of thing where we know that, okay, we have to start get, you know, back to the grindstone immediately, because part of the beauty of it has just been being able to do it on our own terms and without any kind of that pressure. So I think that's an integral part of even the sound of it all has just been, and being able to write the music the way we did, was just to be able to know that it's completely what we wanted and did it how we wanted. So I guarantee we'll make another album at some point. It's just not going to be the year after.
Gotcha.
You know,
So when you're not doing Cool Life, because you've alluded to other projects, can you just kind of give us a quick, you know, let a rundown of what you do? You're like, you know, like a jazz musician or something. Like
that. No. Well, we all have some other things. Actually, three of the five of us, Kamal, our drummer, and Chris, our other guitar player, and I have a band together called Honey Spiders with Chris's brother Jeremy Harrison is the singer. I joined that band after they started. They needed somebody to play, so I play bass in that band. So we play in Cincinnati as well. You know, it's more sporadic because they're all kind of Cincinnati music OGs as well. So it's the kind of thing where nobody's playing, you know, dinky little shows at some place because they're just, you know, dying to do it. So we wait and just do the cool shows that
gotcha.
We can. So that's still a kind of an ongoing long-term thing. We'll probably have a second. We actually did pretty well with the first Honey Spiders album came out 2 years ago, and that ended up winning a couple Cincinnati Entertainment Awards and Best New Artist and Album of the Year and stuff for that. So that's going to be really fun to get back to that after this Cool Life album thing has died down. Alex is in another band called The Skulks, S-K-U-L-X, if you're going to look it up. It's kind of hard to know just from somebody saying it. But okay. That's another band that he sings lead for, and has some other of our friends in there from this scene, guys that I was in Cadaver Dogs with, who are also in our college band Look Afraid. So there's a lot to dig into as far as the how kind of I don't know how to really say it, but we're all kind of very it's sort of an incestual thing in this
right. Well, you know what, let me tell you that, let me tell you about that real quick, because I'm the Pittsburgh scene, I'm mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh, and the Pittsburgh scene has gone up and down over the years, and it's on an upswing right now. We finally got bands supporting awesome. Each other more, but it is the same kind of thing. You'll go and see a band and go, wait a minute, I thought he was in that other band. And I'm seeing, and the musicians I play with, it's the same thing. You know, we're kind of all like, okay, well, he's in three bands, she's in four bands, he's in two bands, yeah. and where everybody's kind yeah. of like trading partners, you know, and we're trying to do the yeah. same thing. We're trying to put it together, so we just play really cool shows. Nobody's running out, because I'm excluding the cover band thing,
right,
you know,
of course.
But in terms of the original music, like, people are like, we're just kind of working it out, you know, maybe both your bands playing the same night at the same place, well, that's a bonus, you know, but so that is going on more than you realize. I got artists I have on here from New York and LA and Nashville, and it's the same thing everywhere. And what yeah. I think dude, you know, so many people, you know, and you know, complain, oh, you know, how do you make it in this business, blah, blah, blah. But so many musicians are so flaky that you can't depend yeah. on them, that it ends up with these core group of people in these areas that just get recycled through all the bands, because those are the guys that will show up, they'll know their parts, they can play, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Point.
Yeah. So we're all doing the same thing, my man. It's, you know, but it's
absolutely.
Funny to hear that, because, yeah, we're all Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, everybody's doing, we're all trying to make it happen, but
absolutely, yeah, no, that's a great point. Yeah, I can't stand the flakiness you're talking about. It's totally, it really is everything. The people that can't show up, they don't get asked to be in the next
yeah,
band.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, you're done. Yeah. So why don't yeah. you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you on the internet real quick, so that so that people are digging what you're doing, they can keep up with it. And is the album out, or is it coming out?
The album is coming out before the end of the year. We're eyeing December 1st. You know, that's not 100% set date, because we're still waiting to make sure. But our vinyl's in production. We got vinyl being done through a really great label called Mind Over Matter Records that has handled some of our other projects. Cadaver Dogs and Skulks have both put out stuff with them before. Great, great label. Austin Keen's the guy that runs it, and he's it's an awesome place. They're doing super limited variants of our vinyl for us, so that's going to come out. Before the end of the year, the album will drop digitally at the same time, but we have those first couple of songs where Peter and Waves are out now on all digital platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you want to do to check that out, YouTube. It's all of our social media is just Cool Life Band. So you can find, you know, at facebook.com/CoolLifeBand, Instagram's Cool Life Band, all that stuff is all just, you're going to find us through that. And if you Google it, it's probably going to show up with one of our pages. Although the only other things that exist in the world that are called Cool Life are like, weird lifestyle like services that don't actually, it's like their websites aren't completely finished or stuff. Like, people had some idea and then they never followed through with it.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of a funny, it's not a typical rock name, I'll give it that, but yeah, we're out there and we should be easy to find.
All right, man. Well, Cole, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. I'm gonna wrap up the podcast. If you could stick around for a second, I need to do a little business with you when we're done. Okay.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Lou. Appreciate
it. No problem. All right. That is Cole Walsh Davis from the project, the band Cool Life. And you can just search Cool Life Band. They are on Facebook at /CoolLifeBand, Instagram /CoolLifeBand. The whole record, I have a sneak peek of it. They sent me the a link to the whole thing. And I'm telling you guys, you're going to love it. And we will definitely be playing them on our hard rock and metal podcast as well, because it just kicks freaking ass. So really, so just refreshing to hear guys putting
awesome.
Out great rock. So if you guys check them out. All right, listen, Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. You can check back often for all the bands that we have on here. the bands that you like, please click that share button and let the world know about it. Pick yourself up a little merch while you're there as well. There's some t-shirts and cool stuff at LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. If you want some behind-the-scenes stuff, some exclusive media videos, some exclusive music, exclusive conversation, you'd like to get in on the planning of podcasts, pick new artists, stuff like that, you can go to LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle, and you can find out all about that there. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. Special thanks to the band Cool Life and Cole Walsh Davis for being here. And we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.